Shalom, today's daf yomi is Zivachim daf Kuf Beis Zivachim 102. Back on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis on 101b, the Gemara recorded a position of Rav that Rav said Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, Kohen Gadol, was in fact a Kohen Gadol, the high priest as well, and he was able to take a portion of the sacrificial food that was normally reserved only for the Kohanim. As it states with respect to the sacrifices during the days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, the Yemei Miloim, it says, Vayikach Moshe Asachazah Vayinifeyu Tinufal of Ne Hashem. It states in Leviticus 8, verse 29, that Moshe would take a portion from the sacrifices of the Miluim. And so we see from here that Moshe got a chaza, a breast, to wave from the Ayla Miluim, from the ram of the Miluim. And that was supposed to be given to the Kohanim. And so says Rav, this proves that Moshe was a Kohen Gadol. It really actually only proves that he was a Kohen, but Rav, technically, or literally, maybe only proves he was a Kohen, but Rav learns from here that he was actually the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. So the Gemara challenges this idea of Rav. How could we say that Moshe was a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol when in fact we have a Braisa which seems to be saying the exact opposite? Because we know about the incident where Moshe's sister Miriam, after she spoke badly about Moshe Rabbeinu, or she spoke about the Cushite woman whom Moshe had married, it says that she was punished with tzaraas, with leprosy. And the law about somebody who gets tzaraas is that, technically speaking, if it is somebody who we're not sure if they have tzaraas, they're confined until we determine it. And if it's certain tzaraas, they're going to be confined for 7 days before they go through the purification process. But it needs to be done by a Kohen. The Kohen needs to be the one to determine whether or not the skin discolorations on this person's body are actually falling under the rubric of tzaraas. So the Gemara says, with respect to Miriam, after she was punished for this lashon hara against Moshe, mi hiskira, who is the one, who is the Kohen who told her to go into confinement while we could determine whether or not she had tzaraas? And mi tomar Moshe iskira, if you want to say that Moshe was the one who put her into confinement, it can't be, says the Braisa, because Moshe zarhu. Moshe was not a Kohen, Moshe was a common Israelite, a Zar, a non-Kohen. Indeed, this is exactly the refutation of Rav, because it says not only was Moshe not a Kohen Gadol, he wasn't even a Kohen. And the Gemara continues to finish the Braisa. Ve'ein Zaro as a Negayim, a non-Kohen can't see these discolorations. Ve'im Tomer Aaron Iskira, and if you want to say that Aaron is the one who confined Miriam, it can't be that Aaron confined her, because Aaron Karofu, because Aaron is a relative, and a relative is not able to look at the negayim. The inkar of roas and negayim, the relative does not look at, it can't determine the status of these discolorations. Ella, so what happened? How was Miriam confined in order to determine whether or not she had tzaraas in order to purify her? Who confined Miriam? Kavod gadol chalak ba'kadosh baruch hu Miriam. God gave a great honor to Miriam. He gave the greatest honor. Osa Shah, at that moment, God himself, Hashem Yisbarach himself, said, Ani Kohen, I am the Kohen. Ani Maskira, I will confine her to determine it. Ani Cholta, I will be the one to establish that she is indeed somebody who is carrying tzaraas. Ani Potra, and I will be the one to exempt her and to say that she no longer has tzaraas. So we see from here a powerful teaching that we often look at the Negayim as saying that this is a punishment from Hashem, and on some level they are, but also Hashem was giving great honor, that Hashem himself was paying attention to Miriam, and he was the one who gave her the tzaraas and declared her having tzaraas, but Hashem was also the one who took her out of this tzaraas. But anyway, the Gemara comes back. We see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen, like Rav says, but Moshe was a Zar. Ve'ein Zar Roas and Negayim. And a non-Kohen isn't able to determine the status of Negayim. So the Gemara answers, no, this case was different. Generally speaking, Generally speaking, Rav would say that Moshe was a Kohen, but with respect to the Negayim, that's a specific law that you need to be either Aaron or one of his sons, because the verse states, with respect to the Negayim, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Shani Maros Negayim, with respect to the Saras, because it states there, Aaron Ubanav Kesuvim Baparsha. There the verse states explicitly that Aaron and his sons were only the ones who were able to do it, to determine it. And so therefore, we know under that circumstance, Moshe vis-a-vis the Negayim was not considered a Kohen, but in other areas, Rav would say he was. The Welt, the world, as we say, asks the following question. Why does it say Moshe couldn't look at the Negayim of Miriam to determine whether or not she was a Metzorah because he was a Tzar, and then it says Aaron couldn't do it because he was a Karov, because he was a relative. But Moshe himself was a relative, so that's another reason why Moshe couldn't look at it. Why does it say that he was a Tzar? So there are many answers to this question. One of the obvious answer is that it was saying, according, this is trying to determine that that we're saying that the Tana of this Braisa must have held that Moshe was a non-Kohen, and he was sharing his opinion about the teaching of Rav, and he was saying that he knew that there was another position out there that said Moshe was a Kohen, and so the author of this Braisa is saying Moshe is not a Kohen. But there's another interpretation that I saw in the name of the Mari Kohen. He's saying, no, that being a relative is something that only exists on the lower world, on this earthly world, but Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is of such a madriga, and that's indeed what Miriam and Aaron didn't understand. They didn't understand the heights that he had reached. They thought he was in some ways just a relative like everybody else, but Moshe had no korva. He was beyond relatives at this point. He was on such a high level that he was considered not even to be related to anybody. And so therefore, he would have been able to look at it from the perspective of being a relative. But the only reason why he couldn't look at it was because, according to this approach, he was a non-Kohen, and only a Kohen could look at the Negayim.